Welcome to CXO, a magical podcast to help you serve better and concoct experiences that are superlative in nature. I'm your host, Supriya Sharma, bringing to you in each episode didactic nuggets so you can get inspired to sprinkle stardust in your company, your home, and the community on the whole. Guest today, Serena Riley, a seasoned customer experience leader who is extremely passionate about transforming businesses through exceptional customer experiences and organizational excellence. She's a results-driven professional with over a decade of expertise in leading cross-functional teams and driving revenue growth for B2B SaaS tech startups. If I have to very briefly go through the long list of her achievements, I would just choose just three or four for us to know about who Serena actually is. I would say her track record in achievements include elevating customer satisfaction to 90% CSAT, discovering over $6 million in expansion opportunities, fostering a culture of diversity, equity, and inclusion, as she is a DEI advocate too. In addition to being a perfect CX practitioner, she also won the 2020 CX Impact Award from CXPA. Amazing, Serena. Congratulations now, 3 years later.
Thank you so much.
That you have co-authored two CX books, Customer Experience 3 and Punk Excel. Wonderful. What would you like to share about these books with us, Serena, today?
If you are anyone practicing customer experience or a leader, just generally speaking, wanting to understand how to better lead and think about the customers that you're serving and earning the right to grow with, I think there are lots of just little snippets and tidbits of wisdom that you can gain from it. So I encourage anyone that's listening today to look up either of those books. And I know there's more in the customer experience. I think there's 1, 2, 3, and 4 at this point. So lots to read about from fellow CX peers in the space.
Brilliant. We'll certainly do that. Serena, what we know about you is that you are the bridge between customer experience and organizational excellence. Now, traditionally speaking, organizational excellence generally falls into the plate of the human resource function of any organization. They are responsible for bringing excellence to an organization. I mean, what are the resources that should be employed? Where should they be placed, etc.? Now, you, from the point of view of a CX practitioner, would you like to share with us today what is the relation between customer experience and organizational excellence? Rather, how can customer experience contribute or play as an important factor in bringing excellence to an organization?
So for me personally, I think that customer experience and those that are within that group and that team dynamic, I like to look at us as being role models for the organization. We're constantly thinking about the design for both employees and our external customers. We're thinking about strategy. We're thinking about how to tie that together for different teams. We're thinking about the behaviors and incentivizing and recognizing the different folks within the team on how we're making that happen for our customers. And a lot of that just comes down to the human element, generally speaking. And so for me, while I have never sat in human resources, being a driver of that culture and promoting what it is that we want to see. And it doesn't have to be stifled. It can be fun. It can be colorful. It can be many things to really display our personalities and be inclusive of the personalities that are working on our teams internally. And I think as businesses are going through different transformations in today's world, being able to create that inclusive environment for everyone that's working with you and helping to serve the customers and helping to serve the employees, I think is key. And so I really see myself as a role model and try to be and build that within the team that I build as well, to be role models within the organization and help others to see how if we step outside of our normal day-to-day roles and responsibilities and think about how what we're doing impacts others, that's going to make a stronger organization. The collaboration piece of it is key. Asking, being curious, being generous with your time and with your knowledge. I think all of those pieces go into creating some dynamic organization that is going to just perform better and create better retention, both for employees and customers.
Sense. And I was just thinking from a practical point, a practical standpoint, as in we having an 8-hour working day with everything to do on our task list, how do we expect ourselves and our team members and everybody working with us in our organizations to really take out that time or build that element of concern for others within that? Like you mentioned in the discussion before a few minutes, it would be great for the culture of our organization if all of us can think beyond ourselves for the people who we are working with and the people who we are serving as our patrons or customers who are buying our products and services. But then at times it becomes challenging as a part of the culture of the organization to inculcate this element within people that, okay, it's not just about doing the job and being in the office for 8 hours a day, but it is beyond that. It is about thinking about others, having that real sense of leadership, isn't it? When we talk about leadership, we say it's about influencing others, thinking about others. What is it that you are doing for the people around you? So how do you overcome those challenges that usually come in? Because when there's busy lives and hectic schedules, people might not be very willing to start thinking about others. So how do we overcome those challenges as an organization and build a culture which is strong and which takes care of everybody in the organization?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's sometimes it's just the simple things. I often, whatever meeting I am either leading or participating in, I know there are some folks that want to get in and get out of meetings very quickly, but I also want to take those times, especially in a virtual world like we are today, to take a couple minutes and just learn how you're doing, like inside or outside of work. How was your weekend? What's exciting for you right now? What are your kids up to? What are your vacation that you just got back from? Whatever it might be, trying to find that personal connection with someone to let them know that, and to also show true and genuine care and interest in that person that you're speaking with. I think that alone can create such more just inviting working spaces, and being able to, like I said, just put that human element back in there. And not, it doesn't always have to be just about business. Absolutely, we need to do our business and get that those initiatives delivered and whatnot. But I think just checking in on one another is a small, simple thing that can be done. I also like to do what I call Friday feel good notes. Okay. Which is something at the end of the week, I'll think back over my week and think of, okay, who did something for me that made my job easier? What happened that was unexpected that I didn't provoke or that I thought was super helpful or interesting? And I'll send little notes, emails or a Slack message or whatever it may be to those individuals, just shouting out like, thank you. This is may have been part of your normal duties, but this really helps me out this week. And this is what this meant to me. And I find that ending your week on a high note like that both makes me feel good, but also makes the recipient of those notes feel really great and have a nice ending to what may have been a stressful week. So I think it's just these little ways in which we can connect with one another. And it doesn't have to take, you know, an hour. It doesn't have to take 2 hours. It can be just little snippets, 1 minute, 30 seconds, whatever it is, just to reach out to someone and check in on them, to say thank you, to show that gratitude and the care that we would want as, you know, as any type of relationship that we're trying to build. So I think it's absolutely possible to do within our busy lives. It's being intentional and taking and making the time for it.
Absolutely. Being intentional. That is the key word. And as you know, I am very intentional right now as I'm being inspired by you. So here I have a pencil and I have taken note of the Friday feels that you were just talking about. And I'm going to copy that now.
Absolutely.
Starting from today. And I think it is in line with this that we celebrate the customer experience month that just concluded, October, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Showing gratitude to our customers,
absolutely,
the people who have been with us and people who have been promoting our business, because it's not without the customers that we would be where we are today.
Absolutely, 100%.
So what is that one specific thing which was very remarkable during this year's customer experience month for you or your organization?
Well, I was at that point, I was actually just transitioning and getting ready to begin a new position. So I'm now working with Conversite AI, who's a tech, a SaaS business within the industry. But during the customer experience week, I was actually on my own and just kind of sitting back and enjoying and taking in a lot of the content that was happening. One of the things, though, that I was proud to be a part of in my time off was contributing to and helping to review the CXPA's new guideline on diversity, equity, inclusion in CX. So that was a really amazing piece of work that many contributed to and created some content around how we as CX practitioners can think about the diversity, equity, inclusion in how we design programs and how we execute things for our customers and for our employees. So that was something I was really proud to be a part of. And I'm happy to see that topic becoming more and more in our space, because I think as this discussion is talking about, we are sometimes the promoters of organizational excellence. And I think including diversity, equity, inclusion in that is definitely going to be key to making our businesses even stronger than what they were have been.
That indeed is interesting, because earlier when the concept or the basket of CX started, we were technically speaking about creating experiences for those customers, which was very basic in nature. But now it's been expanding to things like inclusivity and diversity.
Absolutely.
That is already speaking for itself as to where CX is going and the kind of importance it holds for an organization. It's not just a function, but it is the entire organization, as we might say.
Indeed. It adds a little more pressure maybe to our roles to think a little bit more inclusively. But I think generally speaking, it's just something the world needs more of right now. And I as a leader just feel compelled to make sure that I'm leading in the best way that I can.
That also gives a chance to the domain of CX or customer experience to join hands with sustainability, because these days we're talking a lot about sustainability and three pillars of sustainability, which being environment, social, and the governance pillars, ESG as we call them. And when we filter all of it in and bring it to our particular domain, it surely entails us into the train of sustainability, that CX also is an important contributor in the sustainable business running or making sustainable decisions about our businesses, but not just for the short time, but taking care of how our organization is bringing in a difference to the society or being impactful in its way.
Yes. Yeah, a big part of what I see CX helping with is not only building our customer community, it's building our employee community, but it's also, I absolutely love when I see organizations that are taking their mission and their drive to the communities that they live, work, and serve in. I think that any type of volunteerism program that you can create and bring that as a part of your organization's goals and missions, again, I think that not only differentiates you in a workforce standpoint and being able to help others see how you're giving back and you're not just about that dollar, that bottom line, but you're also about the people that you're empowering and that you're giving back to. But it also, it's good for business. and it's going to create that diversity for your customers too, because so many more customers are paying attention to where they put their money now and what companies and organizations' values and missions are similar to their own values and beliefs, and really using our personal money as a way to invest in the future that we want to see is becoming just bigger and bigger, I think.
200% in agreement. Also, Serena, I'd like to bring this point up, which is quite debatable in nature, as we've spoken to several of the CX professionals. When it comes to implementing technology or incorporating technology and delivering better experiences for our customers, there are times when we set out to do something else and the result is something different. What I intend to convey here is we bring in a technological aspect to our customer experience team in our organization with, of course, the idea of delivering better services to our customers. But what happens at the end of the day is customers are not satisfied with those chatbots or other similar elements, and then they end up even irritated or even infuriated with our services or the products. So what do you have to say about that? How can we improvise on it as to we can use technology to create better and memorable experiences for our customers?
I think that's like, again, another important aspect of building your customer community and really not only helping them to connect with one another and be able to see and share how they're using your own technology or your own products and services to better their lives. But it's also a really good focus group for things like this and really understanding like, hey, we've heard this is an issue and we're thinking about solving it in XYZ ways. Love to get your feedback and tell me what it is that would, you know, help you if this were the case, but what are the challenges? What are the things that we're not thinking of that would affect you too if we were to roll something out like this? And I think so many times we assume as practitioners or as those helping others within the organization to deliver on some of these initiatives that we are the experts on all of these things. And sometimes it will save us if we just take the 5 minutes or the 1 week or whatever it is to just pause, you know, gather our ideas and thoughts around these solutions, but then also take those solutions and crowdsource them with our customers and understand, is this going to hit the mark for you? Or can we be doing something different or better to make it a better experience?
You know, Serena, we're really enjoying this conversation because it sounds very close to real life. And not something that we are reading from the books or something that is written somewhere, which is very jargonistic in nature and idealistic in that particular sense. This conversation is quite real life. I mean, what happens in real life and how colorful is the world of CX and how varied it is actually. So just to conclude this one, I would like you to share one tip with all of us as to how can we make our organizational excellence initiative very colorful and vibrant, just as you are.
Oh man, one tip. The pressure is on. Oh goodness. I don't know. I think for me, and a lot of what you'll see from me on LinkedIn and things of that nature as of late has been really just leaning into our individualism and our authenticity. And really being just a person when it comes to being at work, when it comes to being on social, when it comes to being out in the everyday life, and really just showing our personalities as they are, not the filtered pretty version that the only good things happen here, but also just being real and being authentic with our audiences and with those that we serve. And to be honest with you, I think that if you were to ask anyone that's ever been on a team that I've built, that's one of the biggest things that they'll share is that you can talk to me about anything because I am willing to listen, whether it be something work-related or personal-related. I want you to feel comfortable bringing your whole self to work, or maybe at least 90% of yourself, whatever you're comfortable bringing. But I really, truly do empower and try and live my own life as authentically as possible. And I think when we can be real with one another, we can have so many more meaningful conversations. We can have and develop so many more meaningful relationships with one another. And those connections are what's going to create better business and better customer outcomes.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Serena. Thanks for listening to CXO with your host, Supriya. I hope you enjoyed a dive into the nitty-gritty of customer experience. If you are committed to applying these ideas in the real world, stay tuned with me. Don't forget to check out all the links and resources in the show notes. That's all for this episode, folks. See you next time.